Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, this month is the 40th anniversary of the Dart. And one of the most familiar aspects of it is its voice. That was supplied back in the 1990s by the former RTÉ broadcaster Michael Common. Good afternoon, Michael.
Please stand clear of the hotel cups.
Yes.
Hi, Sean, how are you?
Yes, sir. Don't put your lips anywhere close to them.
I know.
Yeah, how did you... prior to them employing you, they had drivers doing the announcements all the time, did they?
That's right. I mean, for the first, I think, 15 years or so, the drivers would make the various different announcements, and the decision was made to see if they could get a pre-recorded or, you know, an automated system. And that's how the story started.
Yes. And so what was kind of the process you were to go through to get it?
Well, what happened was there were a couple of us all working in RTÉ in the presentation department, and a request came in from Irish Rail for some sample voices. And we all sent in a couple of recordings. And because of the technology at the time, now it's very different these days with AI, the voice had to be consistent. So in other words, it had to be able to be cut into tiny little pieces and then rejoined together. And apparently I was able to do that for some peculiar reason, and I got the gig.
Right. OK. And so the recording it then, was it a process of recording phrases or just single words?
Single words and even letters and numbers. So I would have to sit there and say the number one three times. I'd say it first, one, one, one. So an up inflection, no inflection, and down inflection, so that it could be dropped by the computer into the sentence. And if in the early days, it would go wrong. So you might hear this is platform five. And that was the thing that made them sound a little bit weird. But it smoothed out over the time. It definitely did.
Yeah. And so that all these bits of phrases and bits of individual words and numbers and letters, are they then reassembled in real time when you hear an announcement?
That's exactly it. So in the control room, when they have, for example, if they've had a delay or a platform change, the operator puts in the sentence they want, and then the software joins all the words together. And so you should get something like, attention, please. This is a platform alteration. The next train at platform four is the 1700 hour service. So it's made up of those tiny little pieces. And the trick is to try and keep it as consistent as possible.
Yes, because it doesn't, because you could have recorded those different words in completely different days. You could have been...
Different years, Sean. If you think that, you know, because the original Please Mind the Gap was done back in the 90s. And only the other day I did a new announcement for one of the platform changes. And so if you think the voice has changed over the 25 years, I think it's gone a little bit deeper. Apparently there's still a fairly young version of me on the Dart saying, seats are not for feet. And it causes one of my friends hilarity every time they hear it.
And now I should point out, it's not just the Dart you do the voice for. It's all of Irish Rail.
It's all of Irish Rail. Yep. So it's the stations. It's the mainline service, not the Enterprise to Belfast, but all of the other stations. And that's me, I'm afraid. And even the lift in Drumcondra station, doors opening,
right,
doors closing.
Very good.
There you go.
And the pronunciations of, because you do the English pronunciation and then the Irish pronunciation. Did you, is there a person who kind of goes, yeah, you got that spot on?
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there is. There is. In fact, I'll let you into the story. I used to do the Irish announcements. And more recently, I was replaced by the wonderful Malachy McKenna, who's an Irish actor and author. And the reason was that an academic found that my Irish was too inconsistent. I went to school in Cork, Limerick and Dublin when I was growing up. And so it used to irritate this academic to hear me sometimes have a Connacht twist in the announcement or sometimes a Munster one. So about 5 years ago, I lost the Irish gig. Shocking and Varna is not me anymore now. But it doesn't matter. Malachy has the gig and the two of us work very well together.
OK, so when it says Bray, is that two people?
That's two people. And of course, that is the one that everyone really notices because, you know, if it was Lansdowne Road, obviously it'd be Lansdowne Road and then it'd be Stoshun Lansdowne. So it's just the fact that Bray in Irish and English is the same. And I believe that there's a local band even adopted that as their performance name. So they're called Bray Bray.
Right. OK, well, that's even more fame.
They're in history, yeah.
And presumably then you're recording things on an ongoing basis.
Absolutely. So every now and then I'll get a request for an update, or if, you know, if they open a station, or if the station changes, or there's something in it. Sometimes even some of the, you know, the marketing messages for food service on board or not on board. And around the pandemic, of course, we had a lot of them we did as well. So, yeah, I would get a request every now and then. And of course, sometimes even the rail enthusiasts will get in touch with me. I've had a couple of model railway people ask me to do the stations for their own train services at home. And that's been great fun.
Of course.
Next station is the bottom of the garden.
When do they... So when, say, if Irish Rail are going to open a new station on any line you know, whatever, do they get you to make the recordings first? Or are you the last person to know? Like, do you have to sign NDAs sometimes when you go into...
Well, you see, now you're putting me into a hard spot, because I have recorded some stations that mightn't even be open yet.
Oh.
I can't tell you what they are.
Of course not. Oh, that's so interesting.
Shocking, isn't it?
I know. Yeah.
Of course, the fact is I might be long underground or, you know, wherever by the time some of these announcements are actually made. But yeah, they'll be there.
Yeah. Now, just from a contractual point of view, you kind of have them over a barrel now, don't you? And you can say, I want to up my fee, because you'd have to do the whole thing on over again.
Well, you see, that's the bit that we're moving into the space where apparently, now I shouldn't be telling you this, but they only need about 20 minutes of my voice and I could be replaced by AI.
Yeah.
But then that's going to be, I mean, for any voiceover artist or anybody in broadcasting, I mean, Sean, how many minutes of your voice would they need? And then the next thing, there's an AI version of you introducing.
Oh, well past. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You see, so the trick is you've got to be a little bit more flexible, a little bit more, it's more natural in all honesty. And I think there's a nice thing about the fact that, you know, that voice has been there for 25 years, and up until, even a year ago or two ago, nobody knew who I was, and that suited me grand.
Yes. Do you ever find that your voice gets recognised?
Actually, weirdly enough, yes, that has happened to me once or twice. But in the business of providing voices for documentaries and stuff like that, I'm apparently described as Irish male neutral. And that means that you don't. Yeah, I know, it's weird. Is that that's my category? Is that if somebody hears me voice over a video or a documentary, they don't remember me, and that's actually quite a skill or quite a talent. Mm. Whereas if, for example, a famous person voices a video, people listening to it, that's your man from Fair City, or that's your woman from from the news. And so the trick really has been to be as neutral. Dare I even say bland, but not. No, I did actually say that. I shouldn't have. But anyway, you know, the point is that it would be so neutral. And that's where I get the occasional ones that you'll hear me on the radio will be me saying, terms and conditions apply.
Yes.
And after that, it's like, who's your matter? They don't even notice.
Yeah, but terms and conditions apply usually is, can you say these 3,000 words in 5 seconds, please?
That's you know that one. Yeah, yes. You've been that soldier. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Yeah, say it as quickly as you can. Yeah.
That's interesting, because I would have thought a certain amount of people might associate your voice with bad news, because often or not, when they pay attention to it, it's because this is delayed or, you know, it's not...
Oh, yeah. What you got to see, if you saw my WhatsApp, what happens is some of my friends will send me a rather rude message saying that I've just announced a 15-minute delay, and meanwhile I'm at home already. So it's it happens. It happens. But you know, there's a kind of a list of about 38 reasons. You know, everything from a concert at the Aviva or whatever. And we were in the studio one day and we were getting a little bit boisterous, and we decided, you know, would anyone notice if we sort of threw in one or two extra ones, you know, they did, and they wouldn't let me. So there you go.
I know. I really understand that temptation.
And
do you get this kind of thing? Somebody has texted in to say he has a great voice and all, but what we really need is for him to serve cups of tea on the Sligo Dublin line. When is that going to happen? Do you get asked service questions?
Come here, I tell you, there was a famous story. Now, this goes way back when I did it first back in the 90s. And both parties no longer living, so I'll tell you the story. But we had a neighbour who came up to my mother's house in Drogheda. And she was fierce curious. And she says, what's Michael doing these days? And she said, he's working in Dublin. No, really, seriously, is he not above on the station announcing the trains?
Yeah.
And so people had the belief that this was a full-time permanent gig for me, and that I was there every single morning in a booth somewhere saying, you know, the next station or the next train at platform 4 serves wherever. And it wasn't me. No.
Yeah, indeed. And someone has texted in to say, I can't wait to hear him say next stop on Metro North, Upper Ballymun. We might be waiting a while for that one yet. Michael, thanks.
Well, I'd say no more. for. Sean, thank you.
No, he may know things we don't. Michael, thanks a million. That was Michael Common there, the voice of Irish Rail, I suppose you could say. Pretty much every train in the country.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.